Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional.
Today's SMB Community Podcast is brought to you by Huntress Managed Security. Cybersecurity isn't just about software, it's about expertise. In today's ever-evolving threat landscape, you need more than lines of code. You need human intelligence to outwit cyber criminals. Huntress is tailor-made to provide human expertise. Our team of seasoned professionals has your back, ensuring your assets stay safe. With 24/7 vigilance, our human-led SOC never sleeps. We monitor, investigate, and respond around the clock. While you focus on growing your business, we provide first response to hackers. Start your trial now at huntress.com/Carl. So I caught up with Dima Kumets, who is the principal product manager at Huntress Labs, focused on security awareness training. And here is that interview. Hi, this is Carl, and I'm joined today by Dima Kumets, who is the principal product manager at Huntress Labs, focused on their security awareness training. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Carl. Really a pleasure to be here and excited to talk to you.
Cool. So let's start at the very beginning. Where are you located?
I am in beautiful San Francisco. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It is a great city with some of the coolest people you'll ever meet.
Well, so you know I'm in Sacramento, so we get your weather about an hour later.
There we go.
Less rain, so very cool. All right, so you're in the Bay Area. And tell me a little bit of how you got where you are, like how you got to Huntress.
Sure. You know, my first high school summer job was working help desk at Ziff Davis Publishing. They let me borrow the CDs for Wing Commander as part of my compensation, which was really cool. But, you know, I am that Bay Area kid with a mom who's a software developer and a dad who's a hardware engineer who does chipsets for a living, worked in software development, and eventually wanted to learn why I'm building the things that I'm building. So that's how I pivoted over to product management. And then while working at a little 18-person startup called OpenDNS, these folks calling themselves managed service providers started writing in saying, hey, we should partner. And, you know, fast forward, OpenDNS became Cisco Umbrella. I decided to move on and go back to having that entrepreneurial startup journey and joined Huntress about 2.5 years ago. And here we are now.
Very cool. So Huntress Labs, so that's how you got there. What about the security awareness piece? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So Huntress was actually a customer of a company called Curricula, and they built these really cool story-based, super high production value animated security awareness training episodes that we all enjoyed as employees. And I'm going to be honest with you, I went through the Cisco security awareness training, which was an hour long, and I was ready when I got that notification of you have to complete training to like duct tape myself to the chair and force myself to suffer through it. And after, you know, resisting for a while, I started to get FOMO because there are all these jokes in the Slack channel that I was missing out on and couldn't understand. And that's because they were little plants within the security awareness training. Well, fast forward, the founders of Kyle and the founders of Curricula were having conversations of maybe we should join forces. And lo and behold, July 2022, Huntress acquired Curricula. And I jumped at the opportunity to go work on that and turn that into Huntress Security Awareness Training. And largely that meant taking a lot of the functionality that they had and making it effective for managed service providers.
All right. Great. Let me take 1 second and just let you give the website. How do people get connected to Huntress?
Yep. We are at huntress.com And if you go on the website, you should be able to see all three of our products, which are the Managed EDR, the MDR from Microsoft 365, and the Security Awareness Training. Sign up for a free trial, and also take advantage of our Neighborhood Watch program, which allows MSPs to get free licenses to use internally for their own employees.
Very cool. All right, so let me put this in a bit of context for MSPs. If I sign up for Huntress, do I get the security awareness automatically, or is that a separate product? Can I buy it separately? How does all of that work?
It is three separate SKUs, and you can choose which ones you want. You can sign up just for the Managed EDR or just for the Security Awareness Training, or all of the above. And again, the thing that I would really encourage MSPs to do as quickly as possible is to sign up for that Neighborhood Watch program, because that's free protection for their own employees and free training for them. No strings attached. You don't have to be a customer to take advantage of that.
All right. And assuming I sign up for the security awareness, what does it look like? Because I've seen programs where people randomly get an email three times a day, and they either don't open it, they click on the wrong thing, it tells them, no, you're a moron, and then they just get pissed off, and they sort of sour on awareness training from the get-go. I'm assuming that's not your goal.
Absolutely not. Education and improved outcomes is really what we're focused on. And the other part that's really important is staying relevant and staying relatable to the MSP's target customers, which are small businesses, right? So from the training perspective, that means having 5 to 7 minute long episodes that either MSPs can assign on their own, or just check the box and say, manage it for me, and Huntress's Security Operations Center researchers will do the assignment on their behalf. We use a once a month cadence. We recommend doing that. 5 minutes a month is, I think, not too much to ask from the learners. And then sending out managed phishing, which will go out once a month. The MSPs can actually do it more often, less often, if they want to do it through single tenant or multi-tenant phishing simulations. And from our side, on the managed side, we pick several scenarios that we send out throughout the course of the month. Each learner will get they will get one message with one specific scenario, but it's not going to arrive at the same time as everybody else in that customer, nor will they get necessarily the same message. And they're also super customized. So it will say, hi, Carl, your Amex card is showing charges at a gas station in Rhode Island. Did you make this purchase? Which is what bad actors would do. And then on the back end, what we do, we're actually right now just about to start beta testing this new functionality, is you go into the recovery training, which shows you the screenshot of the exact email you got and walking you through step by step where you could have looked to catch this as a phish and not legitimate email. We don't want to shame anybody. We don't want to put them in quote unquote remedial training. We want to show them how you can do better next time, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of clients push back on IT in general.
Of course.
They think, you guys are so arrogant, right? And part of it is, this goes back 60 years, right? The history of IT is really smart people not treating human beings like human beings. So it's kind of like, I wouldn't say we laid the groundwork for this, but our forebears laid the groundwork for this. So I think we need to be super sensitive to the fact that people will be resistant to this. And you can't, if you're in the business of telling people don't do stupid things, you can't use the word stupid, right?
Right.
So is it the kind of thing where you say, okay, good, you did well, but here's how you might have done better, that kind of thing?
You know how in The Simpsons, it's the town of Springfield?
Mm-hmm.
In our case, it's the town of Curriculaville, and they have characters. And it's not like you have to take the trainings, the episodes in a specific order or anything, but these characters persist and they live within that universe. And one of the characters is a little kid named Didi, who has very high skills and motivation and very low morals and sense of right and wrong. I'm sure we've all encountered that kid in the neighborhood as they're throwing eggs or toilet paper at somebody's house, right? Except in this case, Didi has learned some tradecraft of cyber attackers. So the adversary in this case is not the IT person, it's Didi. And when you get the you've been fished, it's Didi caught you. And when you report a fish, it's the you caught Didi. And just these little tweaks can help create a little bit less of adversarial relationships of, I think, you know, we all or most of us have seen Nick, the IT guy in Saturday Night Live, the like move.
Right.
Less of that guy and more of the I hate Didi and Didi's so evil. And like I said, getting that conversation going in the break room is much more powerful than those IT people. They tricked me again into clicking on something and now I'm stuck in the corner with a dunce cap on or something.
Would you say that this is fun for end users?
I would say yes. And we plant the fun in very specific ways. Mind if I go a little deeper on this?
Oh, go right ahead. Yeah. Just don't give away the plot.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'll give away the plot to one of my favorite episodes. And this was actually the one that got me to go, I'm feeling left out. So this is an episode on social engineering. And in the episode, Didi wants to go to a concert of like a Justin Bieber, like, you know, heartthrob boy band named Josh with the S-H-H-H-H-H. And of course, everybody is in the company random chat channel saying, I'm the real Josh. And I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? Anyway, she wants to go to the concert. The concert is sold out. She sees her friend Harper post on social media that her dad bought the concert tickets. So what does Didi do? Didi goes down to her hacker lair and does a little bit of OPSEC, finds out where Harper's dad works, what the email address structure is at that company, and sends an email pretending to be the ticketing company and asking for the last four of your credit card, all of these things with a threatening message. If you don't give us this information, Harper's tickets will get canceled. And make sure to send it in the middle of the workday so Harper's dad is super busy, isn't really thinking, am I being hacked?
Very nice. You know, right? So the behind the scenes, this is how these people think because they know how to work, right?
And also, I don't know about you, Carl, if you tell me in your security training that North Korean hackers are trying to get me, I'm going to say that's ridiculous. If it's somebody who's trying to steal concert tickets or something that I actually have, that's relatable. And that's something that as an SMB employee or just as a human being, like we can actually relate to. So these are the kinds of things that we put in there. We plant the jokes, the fun of the Josh, et cetera, to get people to have the conversation. Yesterday, we released an episode on generative AI. And in it, it's about, you know, sharing confidential information with consumer chatbots and why that's not such a good idea. There is a caricature of the Colonel from Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is the major in Major's Fried Chicken, but it's still the feeding the secret herbs and spices into the chatbot, which of course then gets leaked out.
Very nice.
So,
do you have a store where I, as an MSP, can buy a t-shirt that says caught Didi and give it to the client who has scored the best over the course of a month?
You know what? Not yet, but I'll talk to our marketing folks.
I don't mean to change your business model or anything.
I've been thinking about, you know, stickers like badges or something that we can give out. definitely helps because you don't have to think about what t-shirt size everybody is and keep those in stock.
Well, and stickers are cheaper, right? Everybody wants socks. So, you know, stickers of Huntress socks are all you need. I do have Huntress socks, by the way. I picked them up at the last conference I was at, which is Channel Partners. I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to make sure I get these so I can wear them during the interview. So what does my dashboard look like? Do I see, if I choose to, all of my clients, and do I get like scorecards per end user?
Absolutely. It can be as granular or global as you like. One of the things that I learned fairly on in my career with the MSPs is make sure that I empower our partners to show value to their customers and do it on their behalf with their brand and automate it. So as you, the onboarding of a customer takes 2 to 3 minutes, it's real quick. As an MSP, once you've uploaded your logo and, you know, set up your colors, et cetera, every report that goes out looks like it came from the MSPs. It'll show you how many learners are enrolled, what changes took place. We do automatically sync to like Microsoft 365 and Google directories. And then the metrics on the learning, the list of the learners who have not yet taken their security awareness training, so you could maybe remind them a little bit, as well as screenshots of the phishing scenarios that were sent out and who interacted with them and at what stage.
So a lot of what Huntress does is a little more personalized than other security vendors. How do you maintain that at scale? Right? Because it's fine to say, I've got a client with 10 people, but now I've got a client with 50 people, and now I got 20 clients with 50 people, right? That's just me. What about the rest of the world? You know? So how do you scale something like that?
I think a lot of it is less about thinking about the size of the customers and more about looking at the threatscape and seeing what is happening within those size businesses. Examples of that is the SOC coming to us and going, we've been seeing a lot of phishing emails with QR codes coming through. So, hey, Dima, we need you to build security awareness training phishing simulations that are QR code based, and being able to turn that around. Those attacks are not so different on 20 employee versus 50 employee organizations, right? So I think it's very important for the threat ops folks to do investigations in a very personal level. In terms of training, it is much more about the larger trends, but ones that are relevant for SMBs. And in this case, 20 employee, 50 employee, 100 employee are seeing very much the same threats. And the threat actors are targeting them all in very similar manners. Right. So less personalized, but more of the, like, let's make sure that we send out training about gift card scams in November and make sure that people are ready because in December.
So do you have a calendar? You literally have like, this is what happens around the 4th of July or any holiday, we're going to put our, you know, our spidey senses on high or whatever.
So the way that it works in practice behind the scenes is there's a monthly meeting where the security researchers, the threat ops folks, myself, all huddle together and think through. And these are the Truman who just joined, who's an offensive cybersecurity professional who actually has been paid to do social engineering attacks on Fortune 500s and has succeeded many, many times, unfortunately, for all of us consumers of those Fortune 500s. But him, John Hammond, et cetera, talking through what do they want to train the learners on. It's my job to facilitate that, but it's those experts that are driving the program.
Today, you have AI, which in the last couple of years has come from nowhere, and suddenly the bad guys, they have millions of dollars from ransomware, and now they have AI programmers that are paid top dollar worldwide, you know, and they got rooms full of them. How do you fight that?
Agreed. It's AI is just another tool. the bad actors, I think we've all seen that they are successful business people. They're in countries where they know they're not going to get in trouble for the most part. And they only have to be right once. We have to be right all the time.
Right.
And I think that's where building these relatable and memorable security awareness training episodes really comes into play. And mind if we do a quick just exercise experiment, Carl?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Sure.
So let me give you two types of training. One is, Carl, according to the Verizon data breach report, 70% of all breaches involve people. The FBI Internet Crime Center said that business email compromise attacks caused 78 times the damage of ransomware. It was $51 billion over 277,000 attacks from 2013 to 2022. Training number one. Training number two, here at Huntress, we have a wonderful employee named Anastasia who works in the finance team. She handles a lot of our accounts payable. And one day she got an email from the people who ship the booths that give out the free socks that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sent us an invoice and then they immediately sent us another email saying, we've actually been having problems with our normal bank account. Please wire the payment to this backup bank account because that one is working fine. And Anastasia remembered her training that bad actors will use this tactic once they have access to an inbox and immediately called the phone number of our contact and found out that they did not have a second bank account. And this was actually bad actors who were trying to trick her into sending tens of thousands of dollars to a bank account that didn't belong to our vendor. All right, now Carl, do you remember how many times more damage business email compromise had versus ransomware?
78.
Ah,
but
dang it.
But while you were saying that, I was thinking he's going to ask me about this. And I'm a numbers guy, but I have to say number versus, you know, a scenario. Clearly, the scenario is a better way to teach, right? Because in 5 minutes, I won't remember which multiplier was 70 and which was 78.
And you know what? There's this great piece from Bruce Schneier from 2013. We all know Bruce Schneier, the guy who practically, you know, was the forefather of cryptography and a lot of the stuff that we count on, talking about how trying to turn non-technical employees into IT people or technical people is a losing battle, and we should meet them where they are. And I think that's where building those relatable stories, which, you know, there's neuroscience behind it. We have a little part of our brain called the hippocampus to remember them. But like meeting them where they are is where we should be going. And that's really what we're trying to do. And between having Didi and having all of these storylines, that's what we're trying to protect people. You being the brilliant Carl Palachuk will remember 78 times. I don't think your accounts payable person or your editor is going to have the same experience.
Certainly not. So I will say, so first, let me just give the website again, because we're almost out of time. Huntress.com. And then you can look at the different services, sign up for the free version so you can use it in-house. I like that. And it's a Neighborhood Watch. Someone is?
Neighborhood Watch is the in-house version.
Very good. So I think I saw your sticker on my front window when I moved into this house. Anyway,
something like that.
So, but I also want to point out, like, it's critically important that people like and trust their IT person. And so if you've got a service that reinforces a negative stereotype of IP people, that's not good for you. And so, you know, one of your selling points is kind of like, we're actually the friendly version of this, that people will not hate you because you made them do this.
For sure. And, you know, one thing that maybe neglected to mention is we do also offer a 21-day free trial with access to all the content, all the phishing scenarios. So partners can set their customers up and really see how they respond to the training and how they respond to the phishing scenarios.
Do you encourage MSPs to meet with people after this is deployed and say, all right, give me your feedback. What do you think about this? What works? What doesn't? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I would encourage them to also ask the questions, not just what do you think, but do you think this strengthens your lowest common denominator, the person you're most worried about not paying attention to an email, or perhaps being most likely to be vulnerable to cyber attacks? Right. So don't just think about the owner and the executive. Ask them to consider their entire employee base and how this potentially impacts them.
Right. Well, especially in the days of the cloud and remote work and what, you know, it used to be, we could just say, well, let's put one more thing in the firewall and one more thing in the firewall. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to put that one point of failure, you know, make it as powerful as possible. Well, now, if you got 50 employees, you probably have 100 points of failure. All right. Anything else before we go? Because we're, you know, almost out of time here.
Hope the listeners got a lot of value out of this conversation in how they think about security awareness training, and love your points. Thank you that IT people should not be the bad guys, that we should be the enablers of business, and let DD take all the blame.
Exactly. So, well, I can't wait for my, you know, I blame DD t-shirt or sticker, at least a sticker. So folks could check it out all at huntress.com, sign up, get those free trials and the free in-house licenses. And if you have any questions, I'm sure there's got to be a form or something where they can fill out there, and we'll put your name in the notes. So if people want to contact you, they can do that as well.
Absolutely. Feel free to hit me up on LinkedIn, or I'm very likely to be at whatever MSP conference event that they're going to.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Today's SMB Community Podcast is brought to you by Huntress Managed Security. Cybersecurity isn't just about software, it's about expertise. Huntress boasts the number one rated endpoint detection and response for small and medium-sized businesses on G2. Trust us to keep your system secure. With a 99% customer satisfaction score, our support team is second to none. We're not just a vendor, we're your partners on the security front line. Ready to experience the future of cybersecurity? Start your trial now at huntress.com/Carl. Don't wait. Lock down your defenses today.